This is Majadeath from the Hearthstone community and twitch.tv/Majadeath, and you're listening to the Training Dummies. With Rob.
I come from a world where monsters destroy entire cities.
And Daryl.
And the only things that can defend against them are giant sentient robots.
I did it right!
Good. Perfect. Dude, I love him. So, such a great guy. Hi, everybody. Thank you to 18 of the Training Dummies podcast. This is August 21st. I'm Rob. And let's see, I'm 120 on one tune, and I'm already dipping into the alts, man. I'm already doing it.
Nice.
I can't help it. I'm like, I should be like farming AP and doing dungeons and gearing up. But I've got like, you know, all these other tunes sitting there staring at me, like giving me the sad eyes. So, Daryl, what have you been up to, man?
Leveling with bit. I don't have a 120 yet. I have, a 117 and a 116. So I am doing the two characters at the same time. If I focused on one, I would have a 120. And, other than that, I've been installing doors and windows, with another guildie of ours who I prevented from getting his, 120 already because he was here helping me. But yeah, it was Gondel from, the guild. Yeah, it was a big help this weekend and we got a lot done. But now we can get back into game and make sure we get our 120s done. But it's been good. It's been really good.
I need to, before I introduce our esteemed guest this evening, I need to get one thing out of the way. Last week, I apologize. So yes, let's just say that I am wearing my, Pender and Horde shirt. So. That's my official apology for that. So, let's get into it, man. We have a, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 time repeat guest. We've got a V from, Ask Mr. Robot here joining us tonight. We need a warm round of applause. V, thank you. Absolutely. You're like family here. You've been on the show enough times. It's always awesome to have you back on. So what have you been up to? You dinged like 3-4 tunes now. You're running all the sims.
Yeah, we launched a site and I just stopped working. No, I am 16. You know, there's a lot of bugs to fix, whatever. And I think I dinged 111 off a fishing node.
Nice.
So oh, wow. Fun. Okay. Okay.
And then I got like 113 off a mining node. And I'm like, clearly I am leveling wrong. Like, this is how many mining nodes am I hitting that's what things. So yeah, so once I'll be 120, hopefully by the end of this.
Nice. I don't think there's a wrong way to do it, right? I think my actual dinging 120 was I was running through a valley up to the other side to do some quests over there, and discovering the new area that I was running into, that's what my actual 120. I was like, oh, okay. And then of course, I'm using this add-on. It's called John Cena Level Up. So every time you get a level, your whole screen just starts like, it just like starts flashing and John Cena's face comes on and it plays a song. Awesome. It's all, it's John Cena. And it's like, scares the crap out of me every single
that's
time.
That's amazing.
That is,
I refuse,
that is amazing.
I refuse to delete it. It's probably the, why don't you just, been up on,
yeah,
what's up in V Zuper really? AMR world,
so. Yeah, you know, the expansions are always exciting because we get to do like when we have downtime during the previous expansion, then we work on new cool projects to launch for the expansion. And so yeah, so we were working on some of that, most of it's out now. I know the big thing we're really doing is, you know, you're always simming, right? If you want to find the best gear, you sim, or you're like, I know I should sim, but I don't really want to. Either way, it doesn't matter. And so we basically decided, why do you have to sim? Like, if everyone's always simming, why can't we do it for? And so that was a really big push. We started testing it in Legion, and now it's going full force in BFA, where we just sim every combination that's needed for every character, talent combination, gear combination, store all of it in the database, apply some machine learning magic to be able to look everything up. And it's kind of what we're trying to do is be like, all right, what are things people are doing over and over and over again? whether mm-hmm. they, you know, enjoy it or not. If you enjoy it, cool, you can keep on simming. And mm-hmm. if you're just like, look, just tell me the best gear, I want to get back in game and look at John Cena's face.
That's what I need.
We help you do that faster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's our big push for BFA, is trying to help figure those things out. And we've got some rotation stuff we've been working on. We have like a base rotation for people who like just want to have a simpler rotation. You don't really lose that much DPS. Mm-hmm. We expect you're going to lose maybe about 5% DPS, but if it helps you, you know, focus on the boss while you're learning it and stuff better, we want to be able to give that option to people. And then we have mm-hmm. optimized versions that are, you know, okay, all right, here's all the little tricks you can do. And testing those against movement bosses, you know, real Aldir bosses, which we have a ton of information on. So yeah, it's been a little crazy, a little all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been having fun.
That's awesome. I know, you know, this time of the expansion, a lot of people are picking up maybe a new tune or a new spec, something that they haven't done mm-hmm. before. So if I get you familiar, you know, boomery, and then right. you can start, doing the,
exactly. Start there. Or if your DPS just isn't very good, you know, if you're ranking, you know, lower than you want,
mm-hmm.
you know, more than 5% lower than what you think you should be doing for damage, it's like, okay, let's step back to the basics, mm-hmm. focus on that, because you're going to lose a lot more damage by not moving efficiently during a boss fight, mm-hmm. like running around with your head cut off, which I've done, or just not always casting, right? If you're just mm-hmm. too slow to either make a decision or something like that. So with a simple rotation, there's a lot less focus to give there, so that you can mm-hmm. you can focus on the other thing. Once you get good at those and your DPS goes up, it's like, okay, cool, now I can add on these complexities. And so really trying to figure out what do people need to get better and then help them with that.
That's awesome. Man, that's really good.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of work. But
yeah, I bet.
We enjoy doing it, and that's why we do it, right? We're like, well, I want to know this. So I've always been a healer. I'm the world's worst DPSer. I'm going to admit that. I haven't DPSed, so this will be a fun use case.
Yeah, I like how it feels like, and I think we've said this before, that with each expansion that comes out, that you guys kind of try to add something fresh and new to what you're doing, so it keeps, you know, it's not just simming or logs, or you know, it's kind of something relevant. So
mm-hmm. yeah, and we have that downtime, so mm-hmm. you know, we're either sitting on our butts or we're doing something cool, and so we usually opt mm-hmm. for the do something cool, and it's mm-hmm. always things that we want as players, right? We just
right, solve yeah.
problems that we have ourselves, so that's what makes it fun and keeps us excited about it, right? I mean, there's nothing worse yeah. than doing something that you're like, oh, I realize it's never going to get done, or it's yeah. going to get done, it's not going to get done well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that's how we kind of pick and choose our projects. It's like, all right, what's missing right now? Like, what are people not, like, what are the answers that people aren't getting, and can we solve it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're having nice. Fun. So we'll have more on that being released. I mean, if you look at the simulator right now, you'll see that we have a base and optimized, but we're going to be kind of showing more little things that you have.
And then we'll get into it.
Well, I'm having issues right now.
Yeah, I saw you killed your video.
That didn't help. I'm just wondering if a computer reboot will help things. Like, I don't know.
Well, do you want to take a second to do it
before we, yeah, I before do. It should go quick. Man, it's
we'll talk about it over again and we'll pretend like it's all brand new information.
Perfect.
Okay, well I hit the record yeah. button. So we're recording now.
All right. Well, you pop in with your spiel and we'll get off to it.
Well, hey, after some technical difficulties, we're back. If you have any questions or comments or want to find out what we're doing, we're active on Twitter. That's @TrainingDummies. Rob is @RobCopeland. Myself, Daryl, is @Daryl_TTD. Also, if you like the show and want to support us, please consider checking out our Patreon at patreon.com/TrainingDummies. No obligation, of course. We're just happy that you listen. So jumping into this, yes, we have V from Ask Mr. Robot, and the main reason, or the first reason that we wanted to talk to her was we had Hazel, from Hazelnutty Games on a couple of weeks ago, and she mentioned that there was an awesome infographic at Ask Mr. Robot explaining all about Azurite armor, and, all that kind of stuff. So we figured that's a great topic idea because I'm not even 120 yet, so I still don't really know all there is to know about Azerite armor. I'm still kind of, I get a new piece and I don't wear it because it's not an upgrade over what I have anyway because I'm not, you know, level 120 yet. So where do we go from here? Like, how do we, maybe you should let V jump in with the Azerite armor and jump right in.
Sure. Well, I think it's exciting. I don't know, when I level up and I get one of the Azerite armor pieces, I'm pretty excited, and I think it's fun how in-game, when my neck levels up, it also tells me, hey, you have a couple new powers you can select. And you know, what's funny is from an optimization standpoint, you know, we implemented all the Azerite powers into the simulator and the gear rankings, and you know, the kind of the lower level gear, the powers are just not exciting. Optimization standpoint, you're like, oh, who cares that it, you know, spreads to an extra mob? Like, it's really not that powerful. But while leveling up, and I know Blizzard had said, hey, when you get items while you're leveling, they're going to tend to have things that are good for leveling. When you get items from a raid, they're going to be good for things that raid.
Okay,
they were right. So while I'm leveling, I'm looking at the powers, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I do want this right now. I can see how I wouldn't necessarily be excited about it in a raid, but while leveling, I've been pretty excited. And I also didn't think that the defensive abilities would be that exciting. You know, I know it's kind of like, well, yeah, in a raid, I know it's going to help keep me alive longer. And that's what your healer's for, whatever. But while I've been leveling, I'm like, oh, yes, please give this to me because I keep dying, or... You know, I can tank more mobs then while I spam them with my AoE ability, get in over my head. Now I have a better chance of staying alive. So I've been having fun with it. I don't know about you guys. Did you say you didn't equip any of them yet?
I finally changed one last night. I had decided to have a look, and it actually did have better, cooler abilities. I'm like, oh, well, you know, this actually looks pretty cool. So, but for the most part, it's like, well, I don't know. I guess I should be checking them all to see if the abilities are better, but I'll admit I haven't been.
I've every time I get one, I always check it out and check out the abilities. And I guess together now with what you were saying, the ones, most of the pieces you get while you're leveling, really helpful for while you're leveling. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of like absorb, heal, you know, like I think I got kind of blatantly PvP stuff on it. Wasn't too worried about that, but anything that kind of like after you kill a mob, you heal for this much and you get a movement speed and you know, stuff like that. It was like, that's cool. I like that. Right. I do like that. I don't, so far, what I'm seeing is a lot of repeat talents, even across classes. You know, I'll be like, hey, check this out. And you know, Justin will be like, oh yeah, I have that on my gear too. So it's all like the same stuff. And then you'll have occasionally like a ability specific one, you know, this ability now adds a dot or, you know, something like that. So, you know, it doesn't seem yet like it's a replacement for tier.
I see.
But I haven't really dug in. I haven't gone in and looked at the journal or anything to see any of the raid pieces or you know, how impactful maybe some of the traits will be later on. So
yeah, I
definitely do like it. It's engaging right now. It's fun. So
yeah, I think for the raid pieces, there's 7 or 8 spec specific powers on the items you can get. So everybody has about 7 or 8 unique ones, a long list of generic ones that you might find in any gear. So yeah, so I don't know how that's really going to play out. I mean, because there's not that many Azerite items in Aldir, right? I mean, it's up on 3 slots. So it'll be interesting to see how those choices play out.
One thing I noticed real quick, though, was once I hit 120 and then I started to get, you know, you'll get like a 300, a 310, a 325 piece, you know, and then I start to see like, oh, it's going to take a lot of work to unlock the second ring and the center ring and stuff like that. You know, like, as you're leveling, you almost instantly trade, and then already like with the 325 pieces that I have on, like I only have the outer ring unlocked or 2 rings unlocked, and it's like, oh, you start to see like immediately how important that the AP is gonna be. So I'm just where this is going.
Yeah, that's actually something we had to solve for our optimization. So we on like the regular gear check where you kind of do on Ask Mr. Robot where you can get the gem and enchant recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
We also do Azerite powers, and of course Best in Bags does them too. But that's something we had to figure out for best in bags, where if you have an item that has a higher item level, but you can't unlock all those rings yet, versus one that's a little bit lower, but you can unlock, you know, those extra rings, which one's better?
Mm-hmm.
So we had to write special optimization code to figure that out. It's like, Blizzard, you made my life hard.
I'm like, should I even
hard for me?
Yeah, should I wear this one that I can only unlock one trade on, or should I wear this other one that where I have two trades unlocked? But I don't know. So far, I think consensus is like item level is king.
Yeah, item level. They did do a good job of making item level a lot more important. Expansion, so that's nice. Yeah, and then I don't know if you noticed, the Azurite piece do not have secondary stats, so that's nice because you don't have to worry about. Mm-hmm. And that's why item level you're not, you know, main stat than you would have on a regular chest, to make up for the loss of secondaries. But it's nice because then you get to pick the gear specifically for the powers that you want, and you're not worried about, you know, oh, well, this one has crit on it, so I guess I'll use this one because I have to, even though I don't like the power.
Yeah, if you're fighting against the traits and the secondary stats, then
it's one of the things I liked about saying that you can't ever trade Azurite gear, like, I know it's not perfect because sometimes I would like to be able to trade it with my friends, but at the same time, I think it's really nice because now it gives you that freedom to say, well, I like this trait on this chest and this trait on this chest, and I might swap these items depending on what boss I'm doing, or if I'm doing Mythic or another boss. So I think that's going to actually work out really nice in the end. I mean, we'll see. Eat my words, but so far.
I could definitely see like single target and versus AoE gear. You know,
yeah, definitely.
Building out gear sets for that. You know, there's always people that are going to min max to the, you know, to the point of, you know, I'm going to swap these talents and do this, this, and this, and I need this helm with this chest. And, you know, I could see that happening. I probably won't do that, but yeah.
Right.
And then not being able to swap gear, like in a Mythic Plus situation, not being able to swap gear once you've started, that's also a whole nother, you know, you kind of have to adapt to your worst case scenario. Like,
right. Yeah.
So we need AoE. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever, I guess, AoE is the hardest part.
Yeah. 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 Depending on, I guess, depending on the affixes and whatnot. But, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think. Let me look at the infographic here and something else. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I probably, just because I have to look at all the item data. So while you're leveling up, you'll see that you've got those two rings and then that center node on your Azurite gear.
Yeah.
So on the epic gear that you get from raids and their Mythic Plus cache has an extra ring on it. And so that gives you more powers, and it's going to, that's kind of specific to your role. So I know for like a whole bunch of intel is one option. And then usually the other two are for something else, like something for tank for the other druid. For the all damage specs, it's kind of nice because sometimes those can overlap, so you get a little bit more choice.
Right.
So that's kind of nice. Yeah, the rest of the stuff was just, you know, a lot of like how to grind it, the unlock requirement levels and stuff like that. So yeah, I think we covered a lot of it.
Awesome. So what are you finding right now is the best way to just get the AP?
It's supposedly, I haven't done a lot of it myself, is the Island Expeditions are supposed to be one of the best sources for that.
Oh, there's like a weekly reward that you get, and I think it takes about 7 runs.
Okay.
To get. So yeah, so when you go to the table and you go for, or, you know, there's a little table down by the harbor. I don't know where it is for Alliance, and I don't care. but you go down there, and when you go, you click on it. It's almost like a mission table. You click on it to queue up, and it gives you options across the bottom, whether you're going to do a normal, heroic, mythic, or a PvP island expedition. And they each have, you know, increasing rewards depending on which you pick. And then across the very top, there's a bar that goes across, and then like a reward, like a weekly reward. So you do a certain amount of these expeditions. I think it's more based on how much Azurite you've gathered in those expeditions. And then you get like, I think it's like 2,500 AP for completing that weekly. So, depending on how you do that, I did notice a massive jump between normal and heroic expeditions. The heroic ones, man, because the way that it works is there's like a, even though you're doing PvE, there's an alliance team of three people on the other side, and sometimes they can be extremely aggressive, and they're not necessarily gathering the AP that quickly or the Azerite that quickly, mm-hmm. but they'll come over and just start griefing you like a lot. And I'm just like, jeez, man. Yeah. So there was a few times where I was like, I don't think we're going to win this because they just keep coming and killing us.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, it's something, man. But I know that's going to change as we gear up, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, heroics aren't going to be that hard and whatnot. But, yeah, I've learned that that doing the rare mobs out in the world isn't really putting a dent in that anymore. You know, at first I was leveling with a buddy and we were stopping in at every chest and every rare mob we could find, and it was nice. And then the more it went on, we were kind of like, all right, it's not really, you're only getting such a small amount. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still veering off every time I see like a star or a treasure. I'm like, woo, forget that main quest.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing the same thing every time. Yeah.
Let's see. How is, I'm looking at some of the notes here. You're talking about the stat analysis section. Are you guys exclusively working with your own add-on, or I know SimC or that way kind of stuff? So
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, so we started testing this in Legion with our. So we built a simulator. So it's a wiki based simulator. So you can edit anything on the wiki, and that's what runs the simulator, which is pretty cool, mm-hmm. because it makes it easier for anyone who's not a coder to edit it. I mean, it still takes a little bit to edit and Excel list. It's kind of chicken. Anyway, so yeah, so we built an even more robust stat weight system. So the way stat weights worked in the old days, or I guess they still work in SimC, is and this is to preface, this is only for people who like really care about min maxing. It doesn't really matter otherwise. Things are clean. so in SimC, the way it works is you and we used to use SimC, which is why a lot of people ask us about that. And so we're kind of experts on that too. They take your gear and then add like 100 of a stat, like 100 crit, and simulate it and get your damage. So let's say I do, you know, 5,000 damage, and then you add 100 crit, and let's say I do 5,500. And then you take away 100 crit and say I do 4,500. So like, okay, cool. So now, you know, draw a little line right on the graph on your slope. And so that's your stat weight for crit. And then that gets repeated for all of the other stat weights. So it's, the reason I say it's good enough is it's like, well, I mean, you really shouldn't only use 2 points to to get a slope, but whatever. I mean, it's a video game. It doesn't really matter. But the one thing we found is that's not taking into account, well, we didn't find it, everyone else found it too. It doesn't take into account kind of like stat combinations, right? It's like, well, maybe you want equal amounts of stat and mastery and a little bit of crit or whatever. And so that's why you started seeing, the 40 plots in SimC. Never played with it. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a way to visualize it. It's not able to give you stat weights out of that because stat weights by nature want to stack. If something has a stat weight of 0.7 and another one has a stat weight of 0.68, that 0.7 will win all the time. So anyway, a little complicated. So what we ended up doing is like, well, how can we improve on this? So we started simulating combinations of, you know, gear and real stats and kind of looking at the whole high crit mastery, high crit medium mastery. And, you know, so then we store all that data. And so that's how we're able to kind of, we know if you should get equal amounts of crit and mastery, we can do that for you because it's not just stat weights in our system.
Mm-hmm.
So then the stat analysis is the thing. So this is where we nailed the stat problem, right? If you want to optimize secondary stats, we've got that. Like, we're the best at it. We're amazing. Yay! But where we failed is trying to explain that information to people, right? Because we're also used to stat weights. And so if you know, we had been showing a graph and it's like, well, here's a big bar. You know, you can get anywhere in between here and anywhere, I'm moving my camera, anywhere in between here. And this is where they overlap. But it was confusing because people were like, well, is that a margin of error? Like, what is going on? Where am I in that? We're like, well, no, that's not quite, shoot, we didn't do this right. And so the stat analysis is our new answer. So it's basically like, well, what do people want to know? They want to know, is my gear good right now? Or do I have to get more crit? And then when I look at getting a drop, like new gear, what do I want on it? What's my favorite? What are my favorite stats? And so that's what the stat analysis does. In plain English, it says, you want more crit, less mastery. Done. Cool. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mr. Robot. Or we'll tell you, you know what? You're actually good right now. Like, all of your stats are pretty good. So your next anything you out you can now, but you want to get this raid, you still look for items with crit mastery. And so that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing we don't do is have like an in-game system to rank things, because it's, if you want to rank it accurately, like we do, like super accurately, min-max it, you really need a website like ours to pull that off, right? And if you do it in-game, it's like, well, hold on, now I have to rank, you know, thousands of different items and look at this data, and that's really, really hard to do in-game. But Pawn takes stat weights and gives you like a quick, kind of like, hey, what, just give me a quick idea, right? I don't need it to be perfect, just give me a quick idea, that's pretty darn good. And so that's what Pawn does, and so then you can take our little stat analysis section and get Pawn weights to export into Pawn to use that. And then if you make sure it's perfect and max it, you can come back and Best in Bags or Gear Check will tell you these things. But that's not something we offer in game, so we like to be able to partner with people who, because it's cool. It doesn't have to be perfect. Like, everyone's so obsessed with things being perfect, and we're like, don't get hung up on that. If you like using Pawn, use Pawn. And so that's why we have those to help people. So yeah, and to use it on our site, just click the export to add-on button. You can export to add like an add-on to our stuff if you're looking at like gear optimization, and if you're looking for Pawn, there's that same screen has a little Pawn export. So it's been pretty fun. It's been going over really well. People seem to understand it a whole lot better than the last one we did. So you know, we're always revising and learning and trying to make things, you know, really helpful to people.
Why don't you walk me through this scenario of, all right, so in a couple of weeks, we're all going to start raiding, and we go in, and let's say we have a really good night, and I walk away with four new pieces of gear. One of them's a Nazarite piece, so I've got to figure that out. What does the process look like for me to figure out what I should be wearing, if it's an upgrade, and what traits I should be choosing on a piece of gear?
Right. So, one thing you'll hear a lot is Simit. That's true and not true. And the reason I say it's true and not true is, so you got four new items, and let's say it's four different slots, right? So, what you might think to do is take your character and say, okay, well, I have my gear, and I know my current gear is good, and I'm going to Simit with these four new item. Well, that's not very many combinations, right? I mean, that's looking at just, you just swap this one out, and it's going to be like eight, something like that. Whatever, never do math in public, because you're probably going to take my own advice. Someone's going to be like, I forgot that, really wrong. But the problem with that is it's not looking at, well, what if I look at a whole bunch of different Azurite traits? Well, you know, maybe this new set of legs I got is only good if I also swap boots out to a backup that I had, because I'm balancing crit mastery.
Yeah.
And so by the time you factor all of that in, it's insane. So to give you a number, if all you did was had three really good items in every slot, and you're like, I have three really good items, like I can narrow my gear down, I'm going to Simney. It ends up being about 5 million combinations of gear. And if you like even just a low amount of iterations, like 1,000 iterations, you know, and iterations are, hey, I have that and I just have to sim it 1,000 times to get an average. That's 5 billion iterations, maybe. If math, it's that, or there's an extra missing.
A lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Now, if each one of those was, you know, took like a second, it ended up taking you like 40 days or something like that to sim. And so anyway, so you can't really sim it. Like you can do the simple simulation. And again, if you're not super worried about min-maxing, it's like, good enough, do whatever you want, right? And fine, maybe you're missing a half of a percent or of a quarter percent DPS. Like, does it really matter?
1% wipe? Yeah.
Yeah, see? Might. But then, so what we've done, and that's what we're really working on, is, well, we just simmed it all for you. Like, it takes us 2 weeks to do. It's not quite ready. It'll be ready before Aldir. It takes about 2 weeks to do across about, you know, 1,000 computers. And we sim all the necessary combinations so that when you come to the site, we just know the answer. Because we just did it and stored it in a database.
Like, pre-simmed everything. Like, all of these millions of combinations in advance, and those are just chilling in a database somewhere, just waiting.
That's
like,
kind of cool.
We wanted to do it, and then we were like, but can we? And it's not hard, right? It's just force. It's just computing power. And so, to get a little sidetrack, we built a thing we call the Global Network, which we lovingly call the GlowNet. And so it's people who have our client, and they Kelowna. I have so many like neon promos for this thing. I can't help it. I'm cheap. And so, you know, we have people, you know, our fans and stuff who are using this, and it lets us use their computer or not. So I don't know if you remember SETI at home, like the one that looks for aliens, right? When you're not using a computer. Yeah, we just look for Warcraft gear instead of aliens. So
yeah,
so
I think it's the same concept. Yeah, I think that Raid Bots or what was the one that, I don't know, I can't remember. There was a couple of the other folks that were kind of doing a similar thing, mm-hmm. that when you installed the client, you basically said, yeah, you may use my processor when I'm not using it. So, yeah.
No, I don't think the other simulators do that. Well, it depends. So, like, SimC uses your computer when you're doing your own sim.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing is running our massive amounts of basic shipping. Like SETI at home. I mean, it's not a new concept at all. We just had to, you know, build it. So anyway, so we have all that
Skynet,
computing power.
Yeah.
The Skynet. So, yeah, so we do that. And so then, okay, so you get your four items. And if you come to our site and then you do best in bags, so you just basically, you know, you have a little, if you have our add-on in-game, you copy a little text and paste it into the site. And then we just look up the best combination and give it to you. And with the click of a button, and it takes about a second. Maybe a little less than a second. But there could be some lag.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yeah. So that's what I just, even while I'm leveling, I'm doing it. I'm like, oh, I got a whole bunch of new gear. And like, I don't, I'm probably weird. I don't know what other people do, but I just usually don't equip gear until I just hearth back to my town. And I'm kind of done for my little gaming session.
Well, I don't know, man. If I, like, what I'm seeing so far is that a lot of it is, it's like anywhere from like a 5 to a 20 item level upgrade, you know? And basically, like, the moment I get a piece of gear, I equip it because it's, I know it's an upgrade, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, if I like, I replaced some 276 boots with 310s. I'm like, I don't need to see if that's an upgrade or not. It is.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'll just put them on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing the same thing as I'm leveling, as if it's an eye level upgrade. It's pretty much every time I just equip it. Although there are situations where I don't. If it's a 5 level upgrade and it's a transmogged piece of gear, I won't equip it because 5 levels isn't worth the 40 gold I'm going to spend to transmog this new piece. If it's more than 5 levels, I'll equip it, pop out my transmog mount, transmog it, and carry on my way. But if it's, if it's, like, but if you know, like, legs or bracers, rings, all of those, instantly, because those don't transmog, right? I'll equip those right away for any level upgrade. But yeah, that's my mindset right now while I'm leveling. It's cost me
a
fortune, but I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Totally.
I like it.
Transmog is important.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. And then I think the other thing you'll notice when you put the gear in, and this is a hard problem to solve, but it turned out pretty cool, is when the Azerite powers that you pick determine how good other Azerite powers are on your other gear. And so we ended up doing like a cool ranking system. So if you're on our site, on any of the features, like the gear check is the little free one that does like the enchantment stuff. You just click on the Azerite power and, it brings up like a little ranked list, and if you pick a different power, it changes the ranks of all the other ones to show you. Maybe if you change that, you also want to pick this one. So it turned out pretty cool. Live ranking. So that's and then best in bags will take care of it too, right? It'll be like, hey, here's your best ones. And if you want to override it, because that's one of the things we did, is we always let people lock anything in place, but it was kind of a hidden little feature, like a power user feature. But with the Azerite powers, we're like, you know what? Even though we're going to pick the best one, we suspect there's going to be a lot of, but I just like this one better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big enough deal. And so we pulled locking into the interface where there's a lock icon next to every single thing you can lock. So you can't miss it. I hope you don't miss it. Because that means we have to do some more design work so that people know that they can customize it.
Right. Yeah, if somebody is like, I don't raid, I don't care. I just want these world ones that are going to help with survivability and whatnot. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so hopefully that works out nice.
So it sounds like, so kind of along my question a moment ago, so you would take the string from the add-on in-game and then take that to the site and plug it in, and it'll spit out the, hey, do this, you want this piece of gear with this trait, this piece of gear, and I don't know. Are there different scenarios? I don't recall if this was when Daryl went offline that we were talking about this. Are there going to be different, like, you know, AoE scenarios or single target scenarios where you'll be able to say this is what I'm aiming for, or?
You mean like single versus multi-target?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually something we are adding. It's not quite there yet, but will be for the raid. Is so right now you could always do them on the site. So you like either best in bags or your check and stuff. And you'd pick a gearing strategy. And so our gearing strategy is basically our advanced answer to stat weights. And so you'd say, well, I want the single target or I want the mythic plus. And so you're always able to do that. But the thing that was really missing is you'd do that and then you'd export to the add-on. And then you'd have to go change it and everything would, and then you have to export that to the add-on. And so what we're adding before Alder launches is multiple setups for like best in bags. You can say, you know what? Instead of one per spec, you can say, well, I play balanced druid, and so I have my balanced single target's the most important, and then multi-target's second, and then throw mythic plus in there too. It might be similar to multi-target for raids, but let's throw that in. And then, okay, sometimes I heal. But I only heal in raids, and okay, fine. So just put that one number four and keep going. And so the reason that, and so then when you export to the add-on, it exports all of those at once. And if you only update, like, if you only need to update one, that's fine. Or if you import new gear, it updates all of them. And so the reason that priority is important is if balance single target is my most important thing, and it's sharing an Azurite chest piece, let's say, with, the multi-target one, which Azurite power is better, right? If the, let's say, one power is better for single target and one power is better for multi-target, but you don't want to keep swapping. If they're shared, the top priority spec gets it and locks it in place. And so then what happens is Mr. Robot looks at the balance and says, okay, well, do I want to share that chest piece with the locked in trait that I know is not good for AoE? Or is there another chest that I could use that's maybe normally not as good, but since I have the freedom to pick any Azurite that I want.
I gotcha.
Right? And so we do that for all the gear. We can do that for like gems and enchants and crit, you know, all these different things. And so that's how that priority ends up being for, you know, managing all of that. And so then we handle that for you. It ends up being a complex problem, but whatever. Let the computer do it.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know that's going to be probably a pretty common scenario, right? Mm-hmm. That you're going to be looking at, you know, well, this is my Mythic Plus gear and this is my raid gear, and, you know, and some of the pieces may overlap and you don't want to swap out a gem or an enchant, and you know, or you don't want to change an Azurite trait, or, you know, or I know that you can do the, I guess they're calling it reforging, where you can pay to change traits out, and then there's a, you know, diminishing cost depending on how long you wait. But like, I don't know. I don't see myself like going back to swap traits very often, but.
Yeah. I can see more like one time when you make, you know, time here or there, if you make like a big change, like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah. I'm taking a whole different build, or, you know, some balance change happened and now this talent is not what it was, or something like that I could see. But like, yeah, by and large, I don't know. I would change talents before I would keep going back to change traits on a piece of gear, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing too, that we try to show on our site, is how big of a damage difference it is, so that you can make that decision, right? It's like 0.1%, dude, I'm not paying.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense.
And the other thing we do for best in bags that's kind of nice for along those lines is, we have a little, like, a threshold setting. You can even say, you know what, even if it's for my main spec, I'm getting so much new gear, just don't change my gems and enchants. It's fine if it doesn't meet this threshold. So you might say, look, if my gems and enchants aren't getting me more than half of the DPS, just don't change them. Sure. You can set that to be like 0.1%. I should say that. I don't know what the thresholds are off the top of my head. People are like, you said you could go down to 0.1. No, you can't. Hold on. Let me look. Anyway, there's threshold sets.
Somebody will call you out on it.
Yep.
But you said.
It's not there yet. I'm going to look. Here we go. I'm on the devs. Going to help. Okay, you can go down. You can disable it, right, so that it does everything. And you can go down to 0.25%. And then you can go up to 5% if you're just like, I just don't care. I'm love. Like right now, leveling, I'm like, throw it at 5%. Don't tell me I can change anything. Now, if it's empty, it'll always fill it. But you can choose to fill it with cheap gems, expensive gems, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, see, good thing I checked, because I'm like, oh, there is no
Awesome.
Good stuff.
You should add suggestions.
So I'm one of the characters I'm leveling right now is my shaman, and one of the reasons is because ever since I retired healing, I've always considered going back to healing, even as a part-time basis. So Sims traditionally haven't been great for healers. Is that still the case with Ask Mr. Robot? Is there some way you can help me?
Yes. That's a really good question. I didn't even put that in my show notes, I don't think.
Hey, there you go.
Why, thank you. Yeah. So, we do healing. And we do tanking. And so tanking, I think we got pretty good pretty quickly.
Okay.
You know, because, right, it's hard, but it's not as hard. Mm-hmm. So healing, we had to do a couple passes at to keep adding more features to make it more realistic. And so I have a blog post series that's almost finished, almost ready to go live. It'll go live before Alder for sure. That talks about everything in detail. And it's, yeah, so long. It has to be like four posts. Everyone's going to do that. I don't want to read too long. So the thing that we do, because healing healers is hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a raid team that gets hit by real boss abilities. So sometimes they take spike damage, like two people might take spike damage. Sometimes the whole raid takes some AoE damage. Sometimes people might stand in puddles. We also have a healing team with you. And that's important because, you know, they're healing and reacting to health just like you are. And that lets us figure out what you're overhealing, you know, based on doing. And we set the healers to be slightly less aggressive than you. We assume you're the star healer.
That's fair.
Yes, maybe like 5% less than you.
That's fair.
Because, right? I mean, it's clear.
Yeah,
it's clear.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. And then, we also have things like, so to mimic real boss fights, we have phases and things like if the boss is going to do big raid AoE damage that you would like when you big healing cooldowns for, mm-hmm. we have logic in the system that says, hey, save this big healing cooldown for this situation. And so that way you're able to actually, you're not just like take damage and theoretical. Well, I mean, it's still theoretical.
Right.
But yeah, so we're mimicking real boss fights and making all of that happen. And so it's super, super powerful. And so the thing we're adding for Battle for Azeroth is before we had hard code healers, like your healing team, and we kind of had a like one type of healer. And so, for BFA, we're looking at, you know, making that a little customizable. I mean, customize it, but it wasn't trying to cut the meta up to make that easier. Cause you might be like, you know what, dude, I just healed with a whole bunch of holy paladins and that's affecting my healing. And I want to see if that changes how I should gear talent or stuff like that. So yeah. And it's really cool because you're able to do like use theory craft, like, hey, if people stand in fire, you know, what's the best thing I should, can we handle it? What's our healing levels? You know, can we drop a healer and bring another DPS? Like, is our healing strong enough for that? So yeah, so it's turned out to be pretty cool, but I haven't really done a good job explaining all of the behind the scenes. We're just like, oh yeah, use it at work. So like, hey, maybe people want to know what's going on. And yeah, I mean, you can look at any of it on the wiki and see, but it's like, seriously, am I going to make you dig through that to learn it? No. I should.
And when you talk about having a team, can you say like, you know, the different types of healers that are there, or is it?
Yeah, so that's what we're going to try to open up and make easier. So like, we're working on it, making it do it in the don't break, where you're able to maybe pick a drop down thing. And
Yeah, right. I deal with a Mistweaver and a Disc Priest, or yeah.
Right. Whereas right now we have it, you know, hard coded, and you could go in and change it, but. Do you really want to do that when you're just looking? Excuse me, just looking to sim. No, not really. You just hit that button, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sweet. Let's see here. Was there anything else that we?
See, I lost. I had to look up my percent. what do I do?
Yeah, I'm super interested in looking at some of these the rotation things that you were talking about because you know, I'm always putzing around on other classes and specs that I haven't. That I'm not real familiar with. So
did you describe any of that while I was having my issues?
We talked just briefly about it, but we kept it short so we could talk.
Explain what that's about then, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So no, totally. So it's not, live yet. I mean, parts of it are live in the simulator, but we make a nice view for people. So right now, if you go look at a rotation, you know, it's nice. but mm-hmm. it has a whole lot of that extra logic. Like, if you have this talent, do this. If you have this, or you that. You know, there's a lot of, like you were saying, I think on the break, that you were playing Havoc. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's, if you take one talent, it changes rotation dramatically. Mm-hmm. And so if you just look at a rotation and simulate, you're like, what is this doing? Like, there's just a whole lot mm-hmm. of noise that you don't need if you don't have a certain talent. And so we're trying to make like a viewer that says, all right, you know, just load your character, and then we're going to show you the rotation you'd be doing based on your talent mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then if you change talents, we'll be like, oh, cool. You know what? Here, your rotation changed a little bit. Here's what you. Mm-hmm. And we also added a lot of comments to each line in the room, so that, you know, if you look at something and you're like, wait, what is this? If you have to stop. If somebody basically says stop and be like, kind of solve a little. No, mm-hmm. we just solved it for you and put a comment and tells you plain words what this is doing. Yeah, because we just want to help people figure right. out how to play. And one of the things that's been hard is, you know, we know simulators, and we used to look a lot at the SimCity rotations. You've got our rotations. There's a big disconnect between those and what the guides tell you to do. You know, the rotations tend to have even logic in them. Mm-hmm. So what happens then is you go to sim and you're like, okay, well, I'm trying to be a good player. I read a guide. Okay, cool. I know what my rotation should be. And then I go simulate. Cool. Okay, I know this. But that rotation is doing extra things that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if everyone's taking simulation of, you know, gospel, it's like, well, shouldn't you know what their rotation's actually doing? Like, the number of people, like, you can't, no one's looking at the rotation. You just don't mm-hmm. know what it's doing. And we want to solve that problem. So we want to be able to say, look, here's something that tells you what your rotation should be. And this is also the exact, guaranteed to be the exact rotation simulator.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah. So we're trying to kind of bridge that. And it's not easy, but mm-hmm. we think we've got it. We're very close, and we're just finishing up if it's something that works, that everyone can understand.
Yeah, most of it's just a priority system, right? Yeah. So, you know, if something procs and that's number 3 on your list, then as long as mm-hmm. it checks and 1 and 2 are on cooldown, then that's what you do next. So it's right. it makes sense that, you know, you'd be able to give like a easy mode or TLDR version of some of the rotations, but I like how you're saying how it has comments in there, so you can also understand a little bit of like why you're doing something. Or
yeah, and then the other thing, and I don't know if you're getting anyway, is the basic, like the base versus the optimized rotation. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, yeah, just start here if you're having trouble with damage, or it's an and then here's how you can, once you can reach those numbers, here's what mm-hmm. you can do to add on to it. And yeah. part of the thing we want to do is like, well, it's a space rotation. Here's a realistic DPS number. And
okay.
the reason we can say that is we have real boss fights, and I can't do it now. I have to wait for the Alder to come out. But then I compare the simulation reports to logs of top players to make sure that mm-hmm. they're matching up. Right. Mm-hmm. Because if we're high or low, that means, okay, you know, they're either playing different, so we have to adjust the rotation, or oftentimes I find that teams are different strategies mm-hmm. on the boss, like
right.
melee,
right.
like, yeah, there's like a boss where melee had to hide behind a pillar, like, and so I would have melee be out of range, like, okay, well, you can't DPS the boss when these pillars are up, but a lot of the teams were pulling the boss next to the pillar, so then melee were still in range. I was like, all right, let's make a version of the boss script that does this.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we go and do this so that we can actually get realistic numbers for people if you're playing really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that lets us say you should be able to get close to this. Now, that's an average, right? So sometimes you're going to be higher, sometimes you're going to be lower. If you can never beat a simulated number and you're a top player, the simulator's wrong. Because by chance, right, if you get a really lucky crit streak and stuff like that, you should beat the simulator because it's an average, right? If you
right. Mm-hmm. Okay,
if you
flip
a coin
yeah.
10 times, your average is going to be 5. Mm-hmm. So you should be able to get 6 sometimes, right? 7 out of 10 flips of a coin. And so a simulator is the same way. And so anyways, we're trying to do that so that we can say, look, use the base rotation and you can get close to these numbers, then add in these optimized things that complicate it a little bit and focus on movement and things like that to get DPS mm-hmm. up. So yeah, so we're really just trying to like really help players, because I know it can be overwhelming where you're like, God, I have to do all these things at once. If I'm not parsing per, I'm horrible. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. And a lot of the advice you get is, easy things that you can target, right, that are general, like, you know, oh, well, your gear sucks, or, well, oh, clearly your talent's wrong. Okay, yeah, but my talent is not going to give me 20% more damage.
Fair enough.
Right? Well, unless you agree with that person, it's hard to give other kinds of advice.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to just do a little part in the world to see if we can help a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Have everyone have
I think I don't know how many times I've run an LFR where I'm like, you see the people that are in like 14, 15, 16, 17 on the meters, and you're like, man, if that person just had a couple of bullet points
mm-hmm.
on, okay, do this on cooldown,
right?
Do this, because mm-hmm. most rotations across any spec, most rotations have like, you know, just a core, like,
right.
here's what you do, you know, and then you can brand, then you can get fancy from there. But like,
right.
I feel like so many know what they're doing. Yeah. And I'm like, man, if you just had some sort of like bite size here, just do this, man. You know, like it would just make things so much more smooth. And I think like,
yeah.
Have a tool like this would be, you know, some, I don't know. I know the information's out there, you know, there's guides on all kinds of sites and whatnot. So some people just aren't interested, but I don't know. The more info there is out there, the better,
people try,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the interesting things that you mentioned, yeah, like these bite-sized things in Legion, we tested, let's get the most bare bones rotation we can. Like, this is like your 3 bullet point kind of thing, right? Like, it mm-hmm. can't get any simpler. You're probably not using half your abilities. And that was only 10% lower than the most optimized. Like, for something that yeah. bare bone, only mm-hmm. lose 10% mm-hmm. is impressive. And we think that's actually going to be closer with the way things are, you know, working out and balanced Battle for Azeroth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, yeah, if people can just seriously just focus on these 4 things, that's all you need to do. Focus on casting all the time. Always be casting.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on movement, and that's it. Because I want to find out, like, what, like, I want to talk to some of these people, and I probably will run LFRs and just, like, be like, okay.
You're so bad.
That's what it would be. I'm going like, to die in a fire. I want to find out, like, are they trying to do a complicated rotation? Have mm-hmm. they researched it? Like, what? Is it
right.
because they're clicking and not hotkeying? I don't, mm-hmm. you know, is it an alt? Like, I just want to find out, because if we can find out, then we can try to get information out for these mm-hmm. people in a way that helps them, makes them, if they're interested. Because nobody wants to do it. Nobody's like, oh, I'm fine doing bad damage. People want to. It's just
mm-hmm.
how much
do you
effort
feel like
they're willing
to put in. Or... The stat squish is maybe some of the reason why there's less of a difference between an optimized rotation and somebody who's just mashing buttons. Because,
yeah,
I mean, like, the difference between 4K and 5K DPS is a lot different than 400K and 500K. You know, it's like the gap's a lot smaller. But
yeah, when we did these are super quick tests. We have definitely not done it thoroughly enough for BFA, and things are still changing. It looks like percentage-wise, it's closer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's also, I also wonder how much going to be mental for people. Like, is it, oh cool, I'm only 500 DPS off its sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
yeah, so it's 10%. And, you know,
We may have a show title there.
And what it would have been 50,000? What were you doing before? Several, like 2 million?
Yeah, anywhere. 000? Yeah, depending on Cleave
right.
or whatnot. But
yeah.
A million, yeah. million and a half, 2 million, yeah.
No, 200,000. Geez, seriously? 200,000. Way bigger than 500. So I wonder how much of that's going to actually make people feel like the gap is closer, even percentage-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's a perception thing, too. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the stat squish does. It just makes that... The gap doesn't seem quite as bad.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. When I'll go out and, you know, run some 5 mans and like, I'm totally crushing it. And then, you know, on one pull, I'm way ahead. And then I look, but I'm only like 500 DPS right. ahead of somebody, you know, and then the next pull they're ahead of me. And, you know, so.
Okay.
You know, I guess it depends on, you know, how competitive you are and lining up your cooldowns and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that, you know.
And it also depends on like what your team wants, and it's right. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you're, you know, not doing as much damage and the team's fine, whatever, have fun.
Yeah.
We can't all be 95% parsers. Like, that's just not how...
Not with that attitude.
That's not... Well, no, that's not how it works, right? Because if we're all 95%, then...
Yeah, I guess math, right?
Huh. Right? Like, if you have 100 people,
yeah,
they can't all be 95%.
No, I like our team. I like how we, you know, when it comes to, you know, interrupts and stuff like that, we're all very much, you know, overachievers with, you know, we've all got our add-ons that, no, I interrupted that and like, yeah, you know, all that stuff. But you know, I always go back to the LFR scenario where you see somebody and you're just like, man, what is actually going on? And I'm like scrolling down and looking at looking at what abilities they used and what was going on. Yeah, Lance says, some of us are okay with being suboptimal.
It's totally fine. Or, you know, maybe those people, and that's why I want to talk to them. Like, you know, I have a brother and sister-in-law who play in their spare time and don't really raid. And so then if they're doing LFR and they're the ones who are low, it's like, well, of course, right? Like, they're used to leveling and they're just doing it for fun and they probably haven't read a guide to min-max because they're like, whatever, then for people have fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, I want to talk to those people, right? And that's why I want to find out. Like, if that's the case, it's like, oh, keep doing what you're doing. But if you get somebody who's like, no, I'm really trying and I'm not improving and I want to improve, then that's a different story, right? It's like, okay, well, why hasn't that person been able to improve despite their efforts, right? What kind of help can you provide? What's missing that
yeah, you said,
you know, just doing pet battles and LFRing on the weekend.
There's a lot of resources out there too, but not all of it is as friendly or as easy to consume. You know, I know that some of the Discord class channels can be interesting to try and navigate. You know, I was in one last year for Legion stuff, asking some questions about a spec, and there was a lot of like, go sim yourself, sucker. Like I'm trying, but I don't know about the thing. Come on, man. Like,
that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, the more resources out there, the better. And if there's something that can help you be within, you know, whatever the window is, 5-10%, and still, you know, I've never been mad at anybody for being at the bottom of the meters. I get mad at people when I feel like they're just not trying. Like, so
yeah, and I actually did a survey that was really interesting. I asked people, what did they think a good, like, anyone at this rank or higher, I consider a player.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the options were like 99% higher, 95, 90, 80, 70 went down.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of people said, oh, anyone at 70 or 80 or higher, like, that's really good, right? And then you ask another crowd and it's like, oh god, if you're not parsing orange. Yeah. Oh. And so it's just, and I even put, even at the 50%, not very many people picked it, but at the, I only went down to 50% and I said, in parentheses, it was the only one I gave like a little text to. And I said, hey, you're still better than half the players, right? Because that's true. If you're ranking at 50%, you're better than half the people out there.
Right.
That's actually a big accomplishment. If you think of like anything out there, like if you're better than half the people at, you know, cooking or gardening, two hobbies, or not. Yeah, and so, but still most people didn't pick that, but I kind of wish more people did, because you're still above average.
That makes sense, but I would never say if you're at 50% or right, even 60%, I would never say, like, you're doing really good.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's like, right, are you still doing really good, or is it just our worst perception, because we all min-max? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Or is it not enough to kill bosses, right?
And it's, right.
It's, well, yeah, or you associate things with like a grading system as well, you know, 60% is like barely passing.
Right?
So yeah, like, yeah, you're getting a D. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even when I look at my own parses, I'm okay with a 70, happy with an 80, ecstatic with a 90. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen orange. If I'm like 60, then I'm disappointed, because I think there's something I could have done better. And I don't look at my spec as an overall. I look at the parse for my item level, that, you know, my item level bracket, because that's who I'm competing with. Because, you know, if they've got higher item level, they should be doing better DPS, right? Just because. But no, that is my thinking though. You know, if it's a 60, or geez, if it's gray, then it's like, oh my god, was I sleeping? How much bourbon did I have? Man. Right?
Yeah, if I'm below 50, I'm just like...
Was it the bourbon debuff, or what was it? Right? So
yeah.
We did a really fun test with our heal team in Warlords of Draenor, where... remember, that was when was a Disc Priest just destroyed everybody, mm-hmm. right? That's mm-hmm. that was the, yeah. And so we had a Disc Priest on our team, and no matter how hard I tried, a Resto Druid could not even get close. And I'm like, either I am doing something really wrong,
yeah,
or Disc Priests really are overpowered, like everybody says. And so we did a test, and he was playing Hearthstone while healing, and we still couldn't out heal him. I'm feeling really bad about myself right about now. Amazing. But then we did another test where we dropped the whole team down to just three healers to see, okay, mm-hmm. well, if we're all... The problem with healing is, like, a lot of times you snipe other people's heals, and that's how you get high in the meter.
That's the best
and
part.
So we took... Right? So we took it down to three, and we did better. He still beat us. He's not playing Hearthstone. But then we had a healer die on the next fight, so it was down to two of us. Man, I got an orange part. I was one of the only ones healing.
Yeah, man.
Nice. So, and that's
you kind of find out what you're really made of.
And that's one of the things that's misleading about the parses, and especially in Legion. If you had a higher level artifact weapon, that was not factored in.
Right.
The parsing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to look at that too, and then it's like, well, am I just making this for myself? But then also, as the expansion gets, you know, or that tier gets a little bit older, teams are doing things specifically to help people parse, or that right. player is doing things
yeah.
to parse.
Yeah, they're just choosing stuff. Yeah.
Right. And so it's harder and harder to get those higher parses. And so it's one of those things that we all look at and we love analyzing ourselves, but then we forget to stop and think, wait a second, this isn't. It's not a perfect science, right? There's a lot of extra things going on that aren't being accounted. But
well,
I think, yeah.
I'll admit to doing the same thing, too. Even in, it was Anantoris, the first boss, Garathi. When his two weapons come out, you're only supposed to attack one, but I still put Havoc on the second one. I Chaos Bolt the heck out of that, too. And it did nothing for the fight. Absolutely nothing but boost my personal numbers. And I would do it every single time.
Uh-huh, and that's right.
It did nothing for the fight. Nothing for the team. Yeah. Absolutely
yeah,
nothing.
You can only kill one at a time, so it yeah. doesn't matter.
Like, and then it comes back the next time with full health. Like, right? It did absolutely nothing except pad my numbers.
Right. Yes.
It made you feel good. And then you performed sure better. And then, yeah.
And then you messed up the rankings for everybody else.
Yeah, I guarantee every other Destruction Warlock was doing the same thing.
Was doing it too.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Was there any other points that you had or anything we missed here?
No, I think for us, it's just, I mean, I can talk for days, to be honest. I think a lot of it just comes down to we're trying to do all the work for people so that they can have more fun in game, right? Like the simming. Mm-hmm. You know what? We just simmed for you. Don't spend time doing it. We've done it for you, and we just look up the data. And, you know, the rotations, we're just trying to help people make it easier. And like you said, I think one of the nice things about having more sources out there is you get more events out there. We've kind of consolidated a lot of the advice. So I think it's nice to have more voices out there. You know, I try to also promote like other bloggers, podcasters that have interesting and different things to say, because there's it comes down to the people, right? Like, if you don't like that talent build, all of the advice and guides on that talent build aren't going to help you. And so a lot of people I know have been trying to start to give people more options, and so that's really, really exciting to see. And so we can help with that, like with comparing talents. We're working on, because, you know, we've got all the data, it's just like, here's a ranked list or anything like that. Like, here, you know what? It's only half a rank. Do what you want. Or maybe the half percent matters to you, and that's your decision, right? We're not here to tell you whether half a percent matters or not. We're just here to tell you it is half, so make your decision.
Oh, perfect. Daryl, do you have any other questions?
No, I don't think so. I think I need to go check out the site, though, and have a look at some of this new stuff. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it is pretty fun.
I'm excited about, especially once we start raiding and whatnot. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll have all sorts of good stuff up by raiding, and I'm sure people get free trials reset or again for a couple of days so that everyone optimized. Because so the gear check is a thing that does the Anson Azurite powers, so that's free, an important export from the add-on. then pawn. That's in- so then what we were talking about, best in bigs, and then the upgrade finder, which we didn't talk much about, but it basically lets you say, hey, how should I spend my bonus roll this week? Or hey,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
What can I get in my mythic cash, you know, mythic plus world bosses? So we let you kind of, so those two things are part of premium, and it's $12 a year. If you pay, we let you pay monthly too, which is $2. But if you pay annual, it's $12 a year. But we really like to make sure everyone gets a free trial. And so for anyone listening, if you click on it, Best in Bags, the upgrade finder, and it tells you to upgrade to premium, it means your free trial was already used up, which could have happened in the past. And so you can contact me. You can do it on Twitter at Ask Mr. Robot. You can use our contact form and just send an email. They go right to me. And tell me your username, so you can, if you don't want to tweet that out, you can me or ask me to follow you in our DM. Anyway, I'll reset your free trial because we totally believed in try it out. And if you like it, cool, you'll upgrade. And if you don't like it, well, you had to pay. That's just not cool. So yeah, so hit me up if your free trial expired already. Otherwise, if you click on it, it'll start, no credit card, because that's really mean internet shadiness that we don't do. So credit card, and we hope you forget. Like, that's not cool, so we don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Because you know what? I'm usually one that forgets. So
yeah, seriously.
You don't want to do that to other people.
Yeah. Nice. And then you get the charge for it.
And then you're like, I knew it. I'm so sure I was going to cancel. I know.
Well, all right then. Let's see. If you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It is the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our amazing community, as well as the awesome guests like V that you have seen here on the show tonight. That's discord.me/TTD. And since the shows are being streamed live now, please head on over to twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies and give us a follow so you know when we fire up the stream.
You know what I didn't do after I reset my computer?
I know what you did not do after you reloaded your computer.
Didn't open up my soundboard. So you know what I'm doing right now?
Together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you have for shoutouts?
Definitely V for coming on and talking to us about our binary buddy, Mr. Robot. Always, always awesome to have V on. Everybody in the chat room, congrats to Gondol for dinging by collecting an herb, and all the folks who came to hang out tonight. Thank you so much. It's super cool to see y'all in there. And Daryl for setting the show up tonight. Daryl, what do you got, man?
I need to start with Gondol for... I mentioned it earlier, coming to my place this weekend, not leveling all weekend in BFA so that he could help me install a door and some windows. So that was a huge help. Like, it wouldn't have been done. I don't think I could have done it myself without his help. So that was huge. That was definitely huge. V, thanks again for coming on the show this evening. This was, we'll have to do it more often. I think it's been over a year. I was looking back to see him the last time. I think it was May of last year. I'm like, has it been that long?
Oh man.
No. So yeah, we'll have
to. It's always fun hanging out with. We'll do it more often for sure.
Sounds good.
Maybe we should do one like sometime during Aldir and we can talk about the raid and how it's going.
Yes.
I'm down.
That would be fun.
I'm writing it down on my calendar.
Do it.
Ask Mr. Robot. All right. And yeah, a big shout out to Rob too for, getting the stream together and doing all that for me. I'm having technical difficulties lately. It started to straighten itself out here in the last 45 minutes, so that's good. But anyone listening to the podcast here, noticed some of the roboting at the beginning, which is unfortunate. But yeah, thanks, Rob, for taking that part of the broadcast and streaming to Twitch for us. I really enjoy this part of the show, being able to do it live. V, do you have any shout-outs this evening?
Oh, man. I think my shout-outs are going to go to all of the people who make really amazing guides for things I know nothing about. Like, I can sit here and talk about gear and simulation all day long, and then if you ask me about professions, I'm like, how do they work? Can somebody please help me? There's like a quest or something, and I'm really confused. And I found a couple of really great resources lately. One of my favorites from past expansions is Maudi. Moudi. I should learn how to say it. He streams. I should put the sound on in the tomb. Anyway, worldofmoody.com. And I'm a huge fan of Hazelnutty. So it was funny that you guys said she was on. I'm like, oh, I have to listen to that show because she's like the most happy, enthusiastic person and has super interesting content. Like she had that, the gold inflation one, like her chins on gold inflation. She's doing it again for this expansion. She has my new, she's my new favorite boss video guide person. And it's the little things. Like I found her last expansion and she'll show you the typical boss. Like here's the abilities, here's what's going on. And then she'll stop and zoom in on like what buff or debuff icon looks like. I'm like, yes.
Nice.
Thank you. That's what I'm always looking for. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, so anyway, so she's my new favorite boss. And then, the one I just found for this expansion, but his videos have like 100,000 views. So late to the party is, it's WTB Gold, Want to Buy Gold. And he's on YouTube and he has amazing, profession. Thank you. Words. How many numbers today? Profession videos, among other things. And the thing I liked about his profession is I was Googling something about fishing because I was fishing while leveling and I got a midnight salmon. What is this? So I Googled it and his video shows up. And he has, I don't know, it's maybe like a 6 or 7 minute video on fishing. And he's super enthusiastic. He's like, oh, nice. Yeah, and you do this. And I'm like, how? If somebody can make fishing sound exciting, I'm in. I like this guy.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, and he tweeted something today, like he had put out a skinning guide where he gives like all the best places. And I don't skin, but he showed a screenshot where he had 3 bags full stacked to 200 of all shimmering scales and whatever. And he said, 30 minutes with me and a buddy got me this much. I'm like, all right, I need to find out where this guy's mining because that's not anything but jewel crafting. So yeah. So Want to Buy Gold, my other favorite. And there's so many good people out there. And I feel bad because I know I've put over people that I've gotten good info. But thank you because I know nothing about that stuff. And it's so helpful to have so many people doing amazing
research. Definitely. Well, you're on that list too. So.
And for always being out and providing awesome guests for not me, other people you have on that we all get to look.
Well, before we finish this one up, V, where can people reach you if they have any more questions about this or any of the other stuff we talked about tonight?
Yeah. So the website is askmrrobot.com. And we're at askmrrobot on Twitter. And our forums are, we check those often. So if you have a technical problem, that's probably the best. If you just want to say, hey, oh my God, you're amazing. Twitter's great. We're on Facebook. Facebook, whatever the pages are /AskMrRobot. They don't they keep changing it on people? I don't know. But I'm probably most active Twitter. I mean, me personally, and of course, on Facebook, I kind of use it for, like article dates and stuff. And our contact form. So if you have anything like you know, or anything else that's like technical or account related, just hit us up. We have a contact form handle. Although
perfect.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 218 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo! Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo! Woo!
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Oh, a fan, huh? Well, who can blame you? Thanks for all the love and support
at patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training,
dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
patreon.com/trainingdummies
has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?